vagina.
But without the guns.
A lot of pressure for one guy.
Is it?
It is, yes.
No, you don't. He's up for it.
Absolutely tripping his balls.
Crispy crispies. Like just a big bag of it.
They're totally synced up.
Was an authentic nib.
Now then, thanks for joining us. This is the VHBBB podcast with me, Van Hemmo, and the one of the Babbling Bells again. It's LB.
What's up?
How you doing?
How we doing?
We really are the poor, poor boys. Yeah, I'm good. Just miss my Rich, that's all.
Just missing him. You miss him. What was that off? You miss him? You miss him?
Did you miss him?
Flight of the Conchords. Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah, all good in my camp, really. I've been going to bed a little bit earlier each night because I've been quite tired. Just busy working. I've got a lot to do at work and kind of just putting my all into it.
Okay.
And next week I'm having a few days off. So getting ahead of myself, that's all I'm doing.
Just getting ahead, eh?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But it's all good. It's all good. No more complaints. I know last week I complained about work, but just doing my job, man. Just doing my job.
Steve Ann just doing his job. Nice, man.
Yeah. Are you good? Feeling all right?
I'm all good.
You're a bit groggy last week.
I'm all good. Yeah, all full of, all over me cold and stuff. That's all good.
All empty of cold.
All empty of cold. No more cold. Apart from my feet are absolutely freezing. Ooh. Cold feet today.
Double up your socks.
I don't feel like that helps. I feel like that puts a barrier of air in between my socks, which makes them cold.
Yeah, barrier of air, not cold air.
Yes, cold
just
air.
No, that air is the barrier. Come on, man, it's science. Just put on a pair of tights.
Yeah, it's a little pair of long johns. But yeah, other than that, all good. All good.
Sweet. Well, what have we really been up to then? That's the question.
I was down in like London sort of way at the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Went and seen Shell's grandma.
How is she doing?
She's all right. Yeah, she's all right. She's doing good. Just giving her updates to like how everyone's getting on. Stayed at the Runnymede. Do you know where that is?
Runnymede? What's that then? Hotel?
Where they signed the Magna Carta.
Ah. So, what, is it a pub?
No, it's a hotel. There's a hotel, the Runnymede.
A hotel, right, okay.
In Runnymede is where they signed the Magna Carta.
Is it quite fancy?
The hotel?
Is it a travel lodge? Runnymede travel lodge?
No, I think it probably was a long time ago. It's still like the bar and that and like the downstairs bit and the spa and stuff's well nice, but like the... At the hotel's rooms themselves, I think they're slowly going through and updating like each different floor and stuff like that. So, bit we stayed in, not as much, but it's a nice hotel.
I suppose that's always going to be a battle with the way things move forward. How much are we going to want to have nice, oldie, timey, stay-at-home rooms that you can stay in? Is that a new generation still into that? Or are they like, why would we care about that? Cemeteries, what do you reckon?
What, modern?
A bit pointless now?
Modern day.
Yeah, to like use land just to put bodies in. Big open fields that you could do stuff.
Seen the one that Pelé was buried in? It was
no,
like...
but I did. I saw there was a headline about something strange that with his body or his tombstone.
10 floors down.
Or just a chamber of...
Yeah, like loads of different
bodies
levels.
On top of bodies.
Yeah. In Brazil.
And is it one of them like you sort of slide it out or like put it in the wall?
I don't know. I didn't really do much research onto what the look and feel of it was. I didn't know if it was just like... Just keep digging, or it was like a, like you say, different vaults on different floors.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's silly. There's no reason to keep the bodies anymore, is there? And so just, I don't know.
I'm always...
That's just my opinions, man.
I always want to be cremated anyway.
Yeah, takes up less room. Mm. That's what I mean. Fit your whole family in one sandwich bag. All happily together.
It's a big sandwich bag, though. Have you seen how much dust comes off a body?
I haven't really.
Haven't you?
But I don't think it's the body, it's the coffin as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot.
They do the whole thing.
Yeah, a lot of wastage.
Unless you have a paper coffin.
Yeah, unless you have one of them. I like the cardboard looking ones, they're pretty decent.
Yeah, yeah. But my brother's was some eco one. Very light.
Yeah, it's got very morbid very quickly, this.
No, it's lovely talking about fancy ways to do with your remains. Ah, dear. Things I've been up to, let me see. I've not registered with a dentist, but I have become an independent, you know, customer or whatever mm-hmm. of a dentist. So I've signed up with them and I can use their services. I just have to pay a couple of quid more each time. So it's like the in-between. It's not quite private, but it's not NHS.
Okay.
And I'm going to use this next week to get a tooth clean, teeth clean.
Do you know what? You've just reminded me. I got some perk things with work. I think you were saying you got something similar where get some like upgraded healthcare coverage. Now, I wonder if teeth is on that list.
Teeth is usually separate, I reckon.
Is it?
Yeah, I've had dentist packages before and they're always separate.
Separate perks for dentists.
Yeah. You never know. Check it out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely next week, gonna go and sit down and get a clean. It's still exciting for me, you see, because I went so long without going to a dentist when I went 12 years. And then so now it's like, oh yeah, I'll go. But even saying that, it's been about 5 years now. So my dentist is in London. I haven't lived in London for years. So
okay.
Oops.
Well, let us know how we get on. Let me know if it's any decent either. I'm after a new one.
I will. I'd like to give a book recommendation, but I haven't bought the book or read the book or listened to the audiobook yet, but I really want to. It's a very popular book. Everyone's been talking about it for weeks. Prince Harry's book.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard any excerpts from it?
I've heard some fake excerpts.
Some fake ones, okay. How do you know they're fake?
Well, because the ludicrousness that they go on about, like...
Well, I heard one today that I thought was totally ludicrous, but after looking into it, it turns out it seems pretty legit. Like I say, I haven't got a copy of the book to hand, but it was basically him having a trip on mushrooms and stuff.
Right.
And he goes into a toilet, absolutely tripping his balls, and he starts talking to the toilet, and the toilet seat's like flapping up, chatting to him. There's a bin on the floor and he puts his foot on the like press bin to make the lid come up and makes that talk to him as well. And he's just sitting there having a conversation with a bin and a toilet. I was like, that's awesome, man. What a crazy prince.
No, I haven't read it. But yeah, I keep seeing like these little clips pop up on some social media platforms and just be like, is that legit? I can't tell.
You never know. You never know. I just think the fact that he did the audiobook is great. Anything I've heard, it just sounds brilliant, him telling these ridiculous little stories. I'm pretty sure if I was to get the book, it'd be 90% boring.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe that someone will release a little highlights reel. That'll do.
Bit of bedtime listening for you.
Oh, yeah. Other things I've been doing. I really haven't been doing much this week. I've managed to read some nice, crazy things that have happened in the world.
Okay.
So I can always talk about them.
Yeah, yeah.
For example, there's this famous set of identical twins. I'm always interested in twins. Not like in a sexual way, either sex, just, you know, twin brains, how they're so connected and all that sort of stuff. There's these twin ladies, and they do everything together, totally synced up. They both share a boyfriend.
Right. Yeah.
Fiance. They want to get married. They're just, it's not legal.
Identical.
To get married to two people. Identical twins. They do. They look the same.
Okay.
This guy's banging both of them.
Yeah.
Now, they're both getting a bit broody and they want babies. And the thing is, they don't want to have babies at separate times because all their life they do everything together. So they want to have babies at exactly the same time. Get pregnant at the same time. I've got a couple of quotes, okay? Well, first of all, if they did have a baby, it would mean any children that they have are half siblings and first cousins. And for the dad, it'd mean he's the father and the uncle of both children.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, it's definitely going to be a challenge to get them both pregnant at the same time. It's definitely a lot of pressure for one guy. It's a matter of multitasking. What do you reckon? Is he capable? I mean, I don't think they mean exactly the same time as in the same second.
I was going to say, that would be a bit of a problem.
Give him a few minutes.
I reckon,
give it 10 minutes between.
You know what? I reckon he's up to the challenge.
Yeah.
He's up for it.
I mean, you should see this guy. They're in their 30s.
I reckon he's up to the challenge. Very strange dynamic in that household then, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, ma'am.
Because
who's ma'am? My ma'am.
Which one? I think you probably just name both the kids the same thing, innit? Unless they have twins as well.
They can't be the same name.
Yeah, just call both the kids John.
Why?
I don't know. Because then they just both say mum, and both mums go, yes, yes.
John, John.
What's up, John? And they both just turn like little creepy kids.
I
don't know how it works. It
turns out
but guess
dad's
what?
Name's John.
I'm going No, his is Ben. I definitely know his name. I'm gonna update us on this. I'll put a little bookmark on this. I'll find out.
Yes.
Maybe give it 9 or so months.
Yeah, pop a pin in Ben and let's see how he's getting on in a couple of months.
That's what they say.
Where are you catching up on Ben news?
I reckon it'll just be, it's like headline worthy, that is. On like strangebuttrue.com. Here's a really interesting one. I like this. A bit of technology news. The first maiden voyage with passengers, a self-driving bus in the UK.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you think we were that far along yet?
Self-driving bus. To be honest, I haven't even seen one of the cars working properly.
No. Well, obviously they have to do a lot of training. So for cars and like taxis and stuff, they have to go across a whole city. They're having to memorize all these streets so that they then can look out for whatever obstacles or whatever. The bus just does one route, so it's pretty easy just to program in this one route, and it does it over and over again and learns it perfectly. And that's what they did. The bus can't go any quicker than 50 miles an hour. That's as fast as it will go. But they said it's pretty good. There was one passenger that said, I wasn't worried about it at all. You wouldn't know the difference between this and a normal bus in terms of the driving. So
I bet it's not stagecoach, is it?
It bloody is stagecoach.
Is it?
It is, yeah, stagecoach.
What, it's in the UK?
This is in the UK, it's in Edinburgh. Okay. That's where the first place they've tried it out. Do you reckon, cause, I mean, automatically I get off the bus, I go, thank you, driver.
Or maybe not no,
driver.
You don't.
I just say,
cheers,
mate.
Thank you, driver.
Thank you, driver. Sometimes I do. I say all different sorts of things, but what I mean to say is I thank the driver.
Right.
It doesn't matter what I say to him. Sometimes I go, nice one, mate. Great. Loved what you did there at the lights. I would definitely get on this bus. Next time I'm in Edinburgh, if it hasn't moved down here yet, I'd get on it.
I'd have a little go.
Yeah. It's still got a driver's seat. There's still a little box there, but just there's nobody.
Who's checking
window.
Tickets?
Well, this is the other thing. So it's a driverless bus, but there is a conductor.
What's the fucking point, man? Just drive it.
Well, exactly. That's what I mean. But then I suppose a conductor, you pay a lot less salary.
Do you?
For just checking tickets. Yeah. Or just have a bloody, don't open the doors until you scan your ticket. Have like a turnstile system. You know, that would work, wouldn't it?
I don't know how I feel about this. It seems like a bit of a waste of time.
I'm sorry, LV. Shouldn't have brought it up in the first place, mate.
I like the concept, just in practice. It's fucking useless.
They've still got some work to do, maybe. I think that's all it is.
Well, where's, like,
the future?
Where's, like, robo-conductor? That seems easier.
He just goes up and down. I know, but he's going to get beaten up, isn't he? Someone's going to short-circuit.
Nah, he might be solid. Like RoboCop, but without the guns.
Where's your ticket?
Let's put a pin in RoboCop. Oh, well.
Pin in everything today. There was an incident that happened at a school in the US of A this week. A 33-year-old woman who happens to be a mother of a child at the school, and I think it's they were like freshmen, which is I think like year 10, so about 14 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
The mother reckoned she looked quite young. She had some young-looking clothes. She was going to sneak into school that day.
Right.
Now, why do you reckon she snuck into school? The school that her daughter goes to.
To spy on her daughter.
To spy on her. That's one way. How about if I was to say to cheer her on?
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so what does that make you think?
Maybe she's going to be a cheerleader.
Yeah, but I mean, why would the mum then have to sneak in? Why couldn't she just go in and...
Because daughter doesn't want mum there.
Okay, I'll tell you what it is. The daughter is about to have a fight. And the mum wants to go and cheer her on and say, kick her head in, go on, kick her head in. Which is what happens. And the mum gets kicked out and she's been arrested. She might be going to prison. For breaking into a school to ignite a fight. Pretty mad, isn't it?
What's happened there?
I don't know. The sneaking in thing, that's fair enough. And like you said, it could have been something more jovial. She was like taking a test for her daughter. That would have been good. Sitting an exam, sneaking in. So I look just like you, I can do it. Or if a mum was really good at like playing an instrument or something, or cheerleading. Like he said, "Mum, you're the best cheerleader. You have to do it for me. But I don't look anything like you." You do. Right, what I've got next, as I know you love to do them, I've got a news help. A news help.
News help.
You remember the rules?
Just give me a quick reminder.
I'm telling a story, but I need you to help me fill in the blanks.
Okay, yep. I'm there.
I'll tell you the letter. This story is called Big Crisp. This week in the news. Crisp lovers up and down the country will be jealous of one little lad who couldn't believe what he found at the bottom of his packet. After discovering a huge S. Yeah, a huge S.
Bottom of his packet.
Yeah, what was at the bottom of his packet? A huge S.
Oh, throw me.
I'm sure Rich would have said shit, but it's not shit.
I was trying to think of crisp names.
This is in journalism talk. So at the bottom of his crisp packet, he found a huge S.
Surprise.
Correct. Hey. The 8-year-old's family believe he has discovered one of the B crisps ever found.
Best.
No.
Biggest.
Best crisps. The biggest crisps ever found. Ollie from Northampton opened a perfectly normal packet of F, or so he thought.
Packet of F?
Yep. F, not FF.
Packet of F crisps. Stumped.
Crisps, come on.
Stumped on the French fries.
No, I said not FF, oh. Just F.
Frazzles.
Yeah. He opened his perfectly normal packet of Frazzles, or so he thought. I did this last week. Oh, man.
Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you. Or so he thought. His mum was completely unaware as to what was hidden in the S pack of goodness. It's a bit of a strange one, this. Potentially that's how you describe it, though. An S pack of goodness.
Scrumptious?
No. Have another one, guess. Bless you. Bless you. Sneezy.
The sneezy crisps.
No.
Go on.
Salty pack of goodness.
All right, okay.
Instead of going for one massive B...
Bite?
Yes. He decided to M it. M.
He didn't... He manoeuvred it.
Huh?
He manoeuvred it.
Nope. He measured it. And quickly discovered that it was just over 10 centimetres long. That's about 4 inches. His mum said... Came home from school, and he always has a tea.
A treat?
It is a treat, yeah. He opened the packet and was shouting, "Oh my God, I found the largest frazzle." I mean, that's weird for a kid to say that, but... Ollie wants to put it on D in his bedroom.
Display.
Correct. After taking it to school to show off to his friends, he's not going to eat it. "I've got it in a plastic W with the packet still," said his mum.
Wallet.
Wallet is correct.
Hey, if I've got the biggest crisp in the world, right, I ain't taking it to school.
Nah, some little knobhead's going to take a bite, isn't it?
Or just scrunch it in front of my face.
Yeah. "Oh, can I hold it, please?" There it is. I think that sort of thing did happen. I remember someone found a massive hula hoop at school, and he was like, "Oh, shit." Straight away, this class bully over to him. Crunch in his face. Oh, just to end it. In January 2020, a woman found a giant S-shaped O-R.
Giant S-shaped?
S-shaped O-R.
Original something?
Nope.
An S?
O-R, what crisps could that be?
All crisps just seem to have gone from my mind.
That's what happens when I'm doing news help. Onion rings.
All right, okay, yeah. An S-shaped onion ring.
An S-shaped onion ring, but S is a word.
Snake.
Sausage. Oh. In an own brand packet of crisps from Asda, which measured 20 centimetres long, the previous record before that find was thought to be a how many centimetres crisp from a Morrison's packet?
2.
15. 15 centimetres. Which is big. That's one of them small rulers. That's bigger than a packet of crisps, isn't it?
Yeah, that was it poking out the top.
Maybe it was in half and he was like, "Oh well, it would have been that size, wouldn't it?" They just had to snap it in half to fit it in the bag. That's your 40 grams, mate. Oh dear.
surely when someone's making these crisps, they're chucking in the spuds and they're going, that's going to be a fucking massive crisp, that one.
Yeah, keep an eye on this batch. I want one of them. Take home for the kids. I've been eating these this week, a new crisp.
Oh, Pringles spicy.
It's spicy chorizo, sizzling spicy Pringles, and they're bloody lovely. They taste exactly like chorizo. Just like chorizo.
I never seem to deviate from the salt and vinegar of a Pringle or a plain.
I did try
the prawn cocktail not long ago because they were on offer. They're a bit weird.
Any good?
All right. Yeah. They didn't really taste like prawn cocktail.
I like the Texas barbecue or whatever it's called. It's all right. But crisps is a crisps is a crisp, isn't it?
Crispy crispies.
Don't suppose in this very eventful week you happen to have put it? A screen on at any point and watched anything. Have you seen it?
Have I seen it? Well, following my blunder of Vikings.
Oh, yeah. Did you decide to go back or did you carry on?
Oh, I carried on. I was halfway through season two. So I finished that. Yeah. I'm now on season one of Vikings, the original episodes.
Ooh. How does it feel in comparison? Has the budget gone up, down?
Budget's a lot lower. Like, the quality of film...
On the original,
is, lower as well. Like, you can tell it's just not set as modern. Yeah, so I wonder how other people feel about it, because, you know, when you watch something back the other way, and you're like, I prefer this one to that one, or you watched it the wrong way around, it's like, that one's well better. So it'd be interesting.
Well, there's that show that's out on Netflix at the moment called Kaleidoscope.
Yep.
I haven't seen it, but my dad told me about it, saying you watch it in any order, really. But obviously there is an order you're supposed to watch it in. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what it is. What's the combination? Would that interest you? Did you see it?
Seen the trailers and stuff for it. I haven't watched it.
I think it's about a heist, isn't it? Something like that.
It's one of those ones where I'll watch after it's out and people have said it's good or...
Yeah.
It's shit.
Yeah, you won't race into it.
I ain't going to race to it.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. So I've been going back through that. Been watching a lot of YouTube.
Ooh. Any particular channels?
Yes. Well, not so much channels, but genre. Product reviews.
What, for something you want to buy yourself?
Something that I've now purchased following the reviews.
Ooh.
Something that I reckon you'll be interested in, actually. I shared it with RB, and he's like, why have you sent me this? Like, why have you told me what you're buying?
What is it?
So it's called an Ambernic.
An Ambernic?
Yeah.
Never heard of it, I don't think.
Not heard of it. Okay, so basically it looks like... I'll send you a picky. It looks like a Nintendo Switch.
I see it. Handheld gaming thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
However, it's filled with Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advanced... Mega Drive, all of the emulators for any old
thing
games.
Is that's all good because for years and years and years and years I've used emulators, all sorts, had all the ROMs.
Yep,
it's all about the interface, the UI. What's it like to go between the games and stuff?
Well, nice. So you swipe between all you can go through all the different ones.
Yep.
So you can swipe between the different consoles. And then when you can go in, there's just menus of different games that are on there. You can go in, add new, take stuff off. And then you can boot it on Linux or you can boot it on Android.
Yeah. What's in there? There's just some microchip with it on. It's not got a little Raspberry Pi or something in
it. No. So the console itself, is like a full console that's separate. But you can put them on SD cards and just load in loads of different emulators. So you can put different emulators on it if you want.
Okay. Hmm. And how do they get around the legality of it all?
Well, it's currently coming from licensing of these China, games. So I don't know.
Ah, it's one of those, is it?
Yes.
And you just got to say, I own these games, or have done at some point in my life.
Yeah.
Now, that's cool, man. I do like emulation. Don't let the old video games die.
No. Nope.
So many, there is nowhere to play it unless you have a physical copy.
And that's
copy.
The thing, I've got so many games that I was thinking about as, just Mega Drive games. I'm like, I never completed that game I've seen clips of it as adult of levels that you could have got onto and just be like, oh, I never got that far as a kid.
I reckon I had at least 10 games in my collection that I'd never got past the first level.
Yeah.
Until I was an adult and done it in the last 10 years.
Yeah. So you get different ones. So you can get a Game Boy looking one. You can get different shapes and models.
So what did you go for? Like a switch looking type?
I went for the switch looking type one.
Yeah. Colourful?
I went for a blue.
Ooh.
It's the one that I sent you in the pic.
Oh, I did not look. I did not look.
Mine's the bluer version of that one.
Okay. Yeah, that looks cool. Nice.
So I'm just waiting for that to be delivered. So yeah, I'm well excited for that.
I was looking even at this actual Steam Decks, but it is that thing I don't do too much, like handheld gaming.
No, I'm the same. Like I don't do like I don't play any like handheld games. I play PlayStation like once a week.
Mobile games,
but like don't tend to do that. That's why I was like retro stuff though. I hate playing on like a laptop or anything like that.
Yeah,
it's like I'd want like a little.
Tell you what, I'd love to sit in the bath and play it. That'd be quite good.
But it's got like loads of like old arcade stuff on there as well.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah, what was it, about 100 quid, something like that?
It's 100 bucks.
100 Chinese bucks. Sweet. That's pretty cool, man.
See,
I'm down. I'm into it.
I'll give you a full review once it's arrived.
Let me just get my notes back. Right, things I've seen. That's what we're talking about. I finally watched, because it's been on my list for years and years and years, since I was a kid, really. The Net, Sandra Bullock movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bullock.
Have you seen it?
Nope.
Do you know what it's about? Sort of like hackers.
Yes.
Hacking into a system. She's got a floppy disk. People want it.
Oh, Sandra with a floppy.
It really was. No, it wasn't a floppy. It was a really good movie. And I don't mind watching things with floppy disks and old crappy hacking. Because it's fun. It's a good bit of fun. Reminds me of what it was like back then. And overall, it was a pretty good film. She does a good job in it, old bollocks. I liked it. Watched the second episode of The Last of Us.
Ooh, have you watched the second one?
Yes, and okay. Bloody hell, it's so good. I know exactly what's going to happen next, but my heart is pounding. They've done a really good job. It feels great.
It's on my list to watch.
I think for the first time, I sort of was like, yeah, this is Joel and Ellie. That's it.
Yeah.
That's them. I know it's them.
I know it's going to be good because what's the main guy's name in it called?
Joel.
No, the actor.
It's a Spanish sounding name.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. But anything.
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, anything he's in is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't think he's made anything bad.
That's it, man. He's a star.
So.
Bloody star.
Can he wait?
Another thing I watched. It was quite high intense adventure, and I watched 3/5 of the movie, 2/3 of the movie, shall I say, and then just got bored because it was too much of the same thing. It was called Boss Level.
Okay.
Ever heard of it?
No.
A couple of years ago, I think it came out. Mel Gibson's in it. He's like the boss, and it's like a video game sort of thing, or that game Deathloop. Basically, the guy wakes up every day, Groundhog Day. And instantly when he wakes up, there's already an assassin there trying to kill him. So he's straight away has to jump out of bed and kill the assassin. That's how his day starts. Loads more people constantly trying to kill him. And the film starts off, he's like, I've never got past 10 minutes or whatever it was. And then finally he breaks through, gets to the next level, trying to get himself up to Mel Gibson to kill him. And it was quite good. Lots of good event like action, decent graphics, special effects. But just after a while of seeing the same shit, I was like, it's not actually going anywhere. This is boring now. But still recommend, give half an hour a watch. You'll be entertained.
Okay. I was going to ask you, have you seen
1923? 1923. No, is this the one?
I've only keep seeing trailers of it. Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren.
Okay.
It's like a Western looking film. Series.
Yes, okay, yeah. It did look quite good. Big, like, really good cast.
Yeah.
Other good people in it as well.
I was just wondering if you'd watched it or if I know anyone who's watched it, because I keep seeing trailers for it and I'm like, the cast looks good.
It looks good, but is it going to be enough?
Is it going to be, like, good to watch, so?
Or too Western-y, where they're just chatting about old, tiny House on the Prairie shit.
Yeah. Is it actually not a Western and it's a fucking spaghetti Western?
If you hear anything, though, let me know. What else have I watched? I've started watching Extras again. I've nearly finished it, the whole series, just as a quick
side-y.
Stick it on. I watched a really good documentary, but saying it was good to watch, but it wasn't really too much of a documentary. It was more just watching clips.
Okay.
It's called Meet Me in the Bathroom. There was a book released years ago called Meet Me in the Bathroom, and it's all about the indie scene in the early 2000s, but set in New York, where we knew about like the more British scene. It was specifically New York. So it's the Strokes, the AAAs, Interpol, LCD Sound System, Moldy Peaches, all them sort of bands. And it's just cool seeing all that stuff, the same sort of scale as what I was seeing here and in London at the time. Young fans going to all these small gigs, the excitement of it all. There weren't too many interviews or talking heads or anything. It was just footage from back in the day. If you like a bit of noughties indie music, I'd recommend it. Even just for background. It's cool seeing like the Strokes doing really early gigs, that sort of stuff. Dead nervous backstage. It's like, what happened? You're so cool, man. And then to top it all off, I watched best film I've seen in a long time. Okay?
Yeah.
The Banshees of Inisherin. Colin Farrell and the Gleeson man. Both from In Bruges, the same director, the guy that wrote In Bruges. It's just brilliant. It's set in 1923 as well, but not in America. It's set in Ireland, a little island in Ireland. And it's during whatever war was going on then, Civil War. And they're not involved in the war on this little island, but they can hear all the gunshots going on. But that's nothing to do with it. It's just a small island. There's about 50 people on it. You have to walk massive distance between everyone's houses and the pub. There's a pair of men, they're friends, they drink together, drinking buddies. One of them just decides one day, I don't want you to be my friend anymore.
Right.
And that's the start of all the events, and it's just brilliant. It's so funny, heartwarming, devastating. There's loads of ups and downs all over the place, but it's so chill. And with the beautiful backdrops of Ireland, it looks great. What a movie. I'd say it is kind of a comedy, but it's not a laugh out loud. I laughed out loud, but not constantly. It's just some of the situation is just like, bloody hell, this is funny. This is great. This is sad. Or this is happy. Or anything like that. It was all of it. Watch it. Banshees of Inisherin. That's my recommend.
Okay. Amazing.
Available. I think it's on Disney, if you want to check it out.
I will be checking it out.
What are your thoughts on jelly beans as a confectionery?
I'm not a big lover.
Now, I don't know if I'm a big lover or not, because I don't really ever get them. Occasionally, I'd get them ones, you know, like the jelly beans where they're a bit longer.
Yeah.
Not like them little beanie ones. They're a bit longer.
Yeah.
More gooey in the mouth. I was gifted with this.
Yeah.
A Jelly Belly pack with all these different flavours in. And I'm not doing a Christmas live eat, but basically I just wanted some sweet in my mouth right now, so I'm going to let you decide what three I eat. Okay, I'm going to quickly read out all the names. You tell me what three to eat, or which ones you think I'll like best. Cherry, apple, coconut, lemon, berry, blue, bubblegum, red apple, watermelon, blueberry, buttered popcorn, crushed pineapple, juicy pear, peach, tutti frutti, lemon lime, strawberry cheesecake, tangerine, licorice, toasted marshmallow, or cotton candy. 20 flavours.
20 flavours. Berry blue or something was the one.
Berry blue, yeah. Threw me because I was like, oh, what flavour is that going to be? It tastes like blue raspberry sort of thing.
Okay.
Very nice, though.
Very nice. Was there a lemon in there? No, there was some.
There was a lemon.
What was the watermelon? I fucking hate watermelon sweets.
Yeah, so do I. So do I, and usually. They do look like little watermelons, the design on them. Yeah, it just tastes like fucking watermelon. Go on, give me one more treat.
What was the last one on the page?
Cotton candy. Cotton candy, they mean, what do we call it? Cotton candy. Do we call it candy?
Candy.
What do we call it?
Candy floss.
Candy floss. It doesn't taste of anything. Waste of money, that one.
Waste of money.
That's the end of that segment. Get me some sugar in me. Great sponsor, though. That's Jelly Belly. Jelly Belly, send us none. What's your favourite small sweet? As in, it's that sort of size. So I'm talking, you can have Smarties.
So I like I like Gold Bears.
Gold Bears, yeah, I think you've said that before on the pod.
I like a
What about gum. Something round, so it's something in you can palm? Because, I mean, fruit bears, it's a bit higgledy-piggledy in your hand.
Okay, well, I like fruit gums. They're another higgledy-piggledy, I suppose.
Mm.
You're not chucking loads of them in at once because you'll have no teeth left.
No.
What
are them other ones, like fruit gums that little kids have? They're covered in sugar.
Fruit
little
pastels.
Round ones. No, they're smaller than that.
Smaller than a fruit pastel?
Yeah, smaller than a fruit pastel. See, I love a Smartie. Or even if I'm thinking small sweets, actually, like Millions or Nerds.
A Nerd?
I'm going to have a handful of sweets. Yeah. Going to have a handful. Like, that's what this has turned into, a handful.
Yeah,
not just
okay. A handful. Choc Nib. You like Choc Nib?
Choc Nib. I've not had them for years.
Yeah.
Is that something you see often to buy that?
If you go to like a proper old-fashioned sweet shop, you would get Choc Nib.
Yeah.
I had some like a pack from work where you got like, you know, like just a big bag of it sealed.
Yeah.
And it was like so processed. It was horrible. Like, was an authentic nib.
There's some really good ones as well. Oh, man, why can't I remember the names? Purple bag. They're in little hard shells, but juicy in the middle.
Oh, I don't know what they are, but they sound good, man.
You don't know what they are?
Juicy in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, the Skittles as well. I forgot about Skittles.
Banging a load of Skittles in at once where it's like... Oh, God. So good.
Jelly Tots. That's the one I'm on about. Jelly Tots. Chuck a load of them in your mouth and you can't talk for a while. You can't even talk. And actually, of late, do you remember, I think I said on here, you might have had them now, Baller Bites, Haribo ones, which are like them tube sweets you get, the sticks, but just chopped up into little tiny bites. That's a good recommend.
Okay.
And of course, for Rich's opinion, we'll have to bloody wait.
We're going to have to wait.
I'm sure that man has lots of sweets.
Oh, mate, he's always on the sweeties, isn't he?
He loves a tutti frutti something. I'll find out. There is a sweet that I'd like to give it a try. It's called like a squidgy swirl. I think it's like one of them randoms ones, you know. I've never actually bought a bag of randoms. I've heard those ones.
Like the ones where you just get like loads of random jellies in it. Like the... Yeah. Round trees randoms.
It's like a Haribo fun mix, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Similar sort of thing.
I do like a star mix.
Everyone likes a star mix, mate. It's fucking fantastic. As sweet as that is. Sweet as we always are. Unless you've got anything else, mate.
I'm good.
There is one thing I'd like to potentially discuss, maybe on next week's show. It's the new uprise of teletext. Well, just some memories. See if you can try and think of some teletext memories. I don't know how much you used to use it.
Okay.
Pre-internet. Did your memory go that far back?
Pre-teletext?
Yeah. No, like pre-internet. Teletext.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My memory goes that far back. Yeah.
All right. Maybe I'll do a little teletext quiz. Like a bamboozle.
A little bamboozle for us.
Oh, yeah. But right, hopefully Rich is back. That, though, my pod friends, is it... Podcast ends it. Can all wait till next time. Website's vhbbb.com and all that blah, blah, blah. A goodbye.
Boy.
A goodbye.